Hi everyone, and yes, we are back for another episode of The Kiki Queen, brought to you by me, Luke Fierce. Now, let's get into it. I'm gonna have some wine. I feel like it's time for some wine. Oh, she's definitely giving me citrus tones. Oh, come on, citrus. And so, as you can tell by the title of this week's episode, I am so excited to talk about it. Welcome to Slut Talks. Slut Talks is like, similar to like this activism one where like many people requested me to speak about activism. Many people also requested, it's probably the second most requested, was to talk about sex or sex-related topics. And so I decided to make it a part-by-part kind of series within a series, if that even makes sense. And it's called Slut Talks. So welcome to Slut Talks, bitch. And today's episode is going to be all about booty holes. It's the booty holes for me, bitch. It's the anal sex. It's the anal sex for everybody, because we all need to do what we want to do and all need to know what we need to know when it comes to anal sex and booty holes, because pretty much majority of people on the planet have a booty hole. Okay. And if they don't have a booty hole, they probably have like a catheter bag, but they probably did at one point have a booty hole. And therefore we all generally, you get what I'm saying. Anyway, majority of people have a booty hole. And therefore I think if you want to play with a booty hole, play with a booty hole, bitch, you know? I heard that you were talking shit and you didn't think my hole would hear it. People when you talking like that, getting every hole fired up. Anyway, I'm super excited about this. Like, I'm literally dying. I just kind of like don't even know where to just like dive in. Like, maybe that's where I'm going to start. Like, don't just dive into a booty hole. Like, that's just not how it goes. Okay, wait. And it's like, reel it back in. Maybe take another sip. No, but for real. Let's talk about booty holes. Let's talk about anal sex. I think if you are a gay male, most likely you have or are experiencing or plan to experience anal sex. But interestingly enough, I get a lot of questions from my like cishet female friends talking about anal sex, and like it's somehow kind of taboo in, I guess, cishet world. I have no idea, because I don't belong to that world. Never have, never will. Don't know what it's about. Don't care for it. Just don't get it, really. But yeah, apparently it's taboo. And I'm just like, okay. And like, this, like, conversations don't really happen around it. So as much as this is for my queer babies that be out there, like, doing things with the booty house, it's also for my cishet friends who want to venture into it, like, literally venture into the booty hole, but just, like, don't really know where to start. And I'm going to start by just saying that the booty hole, it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous for everyone. It's not exclusive. Everyone is allowed, if they so wish, to explore the booty. Like, be absolutely demure. It's the booty. Like, just get into it. Literally. Whew. Where can I really get... Where can I really just get started on all of this? I mean, first things first. Obviously, goes without saying. Only start playing with the booty hole if you want to. If you do not want to, then do not do it. Consent is everything between both you and your partner, or you and yourself, if you're going to be using objects. I would have said sex toys, but you know, I know sometimes how the world works, and it's not just designated sex toys, it's also objects. I wouldn't necessarily recommend inserting objects into your booty hole, but lo and behold, the world does what the world does. But consent really is everything. Like, consent or like to yourself if it is you doing it. Like, don't ever feel pressured into do it. If you do feel pressured and you don't feel it sits right with you or sits right in you, then take it out or don't do it and say no. And if the person that you're with, if I'm going to speak majority about like two people at this point, we will maybe get onto a sex toys moment. But let's just consider this as like two people or more. Okay, now, child. Consent, like you give your consent, they give their consent. And if not, both of you are on the same page, then you're not doing it. Period. Respect is everything. And especially when coming down to the booty hole. I can't stop like coming down to the booty hole. It really is everything. So without further ado, how do we get into that? I mean, there is a lot of stigma in general around a booty hole, and we just need to like get rid of that. Like, we need to get rid of it. We just need to get rid of it. This might be a bit like random orders, because I just don't really know exactly where to start with. But I'm going to talk about preparation. Preparation for if your booty hole is about to be like entered by a person or a object from another person, if that makes sense. Like if another person is putting something inside your booty hole. Now, of course, you have douching. There ain't no shame in douching. What is it? Putting a little bit of water up your booty hole, trying to just like flush out whatever may be left there. There's definitely two types of douching that you can do. There's kind of like a quick douching, which kind of you don't put so much water in, and you kind of only clean like the bottom half of your rectum, I guess it is. I'm not a doctor, okay? I'm not a sex expert. I'm not a doctor. Take everything with a pinch of salt and Google it, or like go and speak to your booty hole doctor. I don't know who that is exactly at this point. Your proctologist, but yeah, but I don't know if they're really good. Well, maybe. Anyway, in these streets that I be in, this is the tea. So you can do like your short douching, which is just like the lower part of your rectum, and it's a little bit of water, and then it kind of comes out, and from beginning to end and ready for sex, probably around like 30 minutes, I would say. It's always good after doing any douching, wait, honey. You need to wait like at least 15 minutes before you try and like do the most, because the lot of the chances are not all of that water is out, honey. And even though it's not a problem, but I don't think it's going to help your situation in terms of if you feel uncomfortable about starting booty sex. So just wait, take your time. Like, there's no rush. And in fact, that's the point. No one should be rushing into booty sex at any moment, you know? Unless you're like a seasoned pro ho, and then you're just like, well, beat me up, but I'm sure you're not going to take anything from this. And then you have like the second type of douching, which is a lot more intense, which you do tend to put more water, so it cleans further up your rectum and, I don't know, your intestines. I have no idea where the water goes. Like, as I said, not a doctor. But you clean further and deeper, which is better for kind of longer sex sessions, and I guess probably fisting. And that, in this whole process, you need a lot longer. I would say from start to finish, like more around 1 to 2 hours even, because you do want to be also on the safe side. There is included within that, like perhaps stopping eating, or like being cautious or aware of when you did eat, how fast your metabolism is, and if something might just appear. But speaking of something just appearing, cardinal rule, honey, cardinal rule, it's a booty hole. Shit comes out of a booty hole, period. Like, that's it. Like, so if shit comes out, bitch, it's a booty hole. What did you fucking expect? Like, it's a booty hole. It's a booty hole. It's great and gorgeous when it doesn't happen, but you cannot expect that every single damn time. And this should be, if that's something that really stresses you out, like too much, and you really can't handle the thought of it, then probably it's not going to be for you. But once you can just kind of accept that that is c'est la vie, honey, it's a booty hole, then I think you have like a certain mindset for it. And once you have a mindset for it, it will help you relax. And being relaxed, like from head to toe, from brain to booty, that really is everything. That will really make the difference, because if you are not relaxed, that shit gonna hurt, honey. I mean, it might hurt anyway. It probably will. But it will hurt a whole lot more if you're not relaxed. So yeah. And I just want to point out, like, there is something in my experiences, like, there is something so gorgeous about, I'm going to speak about men. Me and the men. You know, I love men in bed. In the streets, not so much. There is something very much to be said for a man when things go a little awry in the booty hole department. Their reaction to you and that situation is key. It's key. Oh my God. So if you are listening and you are a person who is going to put something inside a booty hole, remember that it's also your job to make the person feel comfortable with whatever happens, with whatever outcome. I have had accidents, like probably everyone that has had booty sex in their life. And I've been treated both like, oh, it's totally fine, no worries, like, move on, like, you know what I mean? Like, just make it feel cute and easy, and okay, not maybe not feel cute, but make it just feel, like, not uncomfortable, make it feel like I'm a human and it's part of my normal existence and life. And I've had people who have made me feel like I'm the most disgusting thing, like, I'm literally like a pig rolling around in shit, even though that's never, like, it's never gonna be that much. You're not gonna, like, literally, you will know before you drop a whole shadoobie on somebody, like it's not never gonna be like that, I would say. But anyway, people make me feel really, really gross, and like, just like the whole dynamic is gone, the whole thing is out the window. And this to me is like, babe, you, speaking to the men, you shouldn't be having anal sex. You shouldn't be and it's always the one that I'm just like, I'm just a top, I'm only a top, no, don't touch my booty. And I'm like, yeah, exactly, right? Figure that out before you try to come to booties and then shame the booties. Like, stop shit shaming. Shit shaming is not cute. It's fucking human, okay? I'm getting kind of worked up about it because it's just really, it's really gross. And I feel like it's really not spoken about. And I speak about it with friends. And it's like, it takes a moment for us all to kind of let out those instances of kind of trauma with each other, of that people just treating you like you're literally the most disgusting thing on earth, when really you're just a human doing the most. Okay, maybe not doing the most, but you're just a human, like, enjoying the pleasures of a booty hole, of your booty hole. And, like, those people, or men in my case, can just get away with it. And it's just not... I'm putting an end to it, okay? Hashtag end shit shaming, because I'm over it. I'm really, really, really over it. And I think that also goes so much with the taboo of anal sex, is that people are like, oh my God, I want to be shit on. And yes, there are people who like to be shit on, and I think you will have disclosed that information before you enter into a booty hole. But if not, and if you don't want that, then you need to find out with yourself and figure out with your partner and make sure that you're both comfortable with the fact that it might happen. And most likely, if you have douched, it's probably not going to be shit that comes out. It's most likely just going to be a little bit of water that just got stuck or like blocked up somewhere. And it's fine, you know? It's absolutely fine. Juices and all sorts of things leak out of our bodies at all times. Well, not all times, but they leak, okay? And if you've got a leaky booty, you've got a leaky booty, okay? It's the leaky booties for some people. I'm kidding. No, that's totally fine. Like, really, it's a booty. And I don't think people really understand is that when they do treat someone like they're the most disgusting thing on earth following a leaky situation during anal sex, it can be really, really traumatic, especially if it's at the beginning of your anal sex journey, or if you are perhaps a gay male who is losing their virginity via anal sex, and this happens, you have just like really scarred a situation and a sexual experience for someone that's new. And that's why we just, like, that's really not cute. Everyone deserves to have a healthy, fulfilling, and enjoyable sex life if they so shall choose. Yes, there are, of course, asexual people who don't want to, and that's also totally fine. But if people do want to have sex, they should be entitled to have a pleasurable, enjoyable, comfortable, empowering experience. Let's just, like, talk about, like, some of the plus sides of the booty hole. I think she can be tight, girl. She can be tight. And I mean, I think if you have a penis and you're putting it inside a booty hole, maybe that tightness can be absolutely gorgeous. Don't really know that, but maybe. Maybe that's for the kids out there. If you are a person with a penis, you have a G-spot. If you're a person with a vulva, I don't think you have a G-spot there. But that's not to say that it's not pleasurable. There is a lot of pleasure to be found in a booty hole. Really, really. I think more so, of course, conversation really has to happen. Conversation is so key to get through the whole situation. Absolutely. 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 And I think part of the conversation also is considering safe practice. You know, it is important to use protection. This might also help along easing the nerves of perhaps a leaky, pooey situation. You know, if someone is wearing a condom, perhaps, then, you know, maybe it might ease their nerves on that situation. It's up to you to make the decisions around whether how safe the practice should be and what devices, for lack of a better word, you should use. And that should be absolutely discussed between you and your partner. But on a general recommendation, I would recommend safe practice. And also, lube, honey. Lube it up. Lube it up. Lube it up. There is, of course, two types of lube. Water-based lube and I think oil-based lube. Is it? Is it oil-based? I guess so. Generally, anyway, you should opt for water-based, I believe, because if you are using toys and you are using a condom, oil-based lube can kind of disintegrate the silicone and the latex, whereas water doesn't, and you can get thicker water-based ones. Like, there's a thicker KY jelly. A KY jelly is kind of thicker. She's a little bit thickums. And that's better because they last longer, and you do need lube to enter the booty hole, especially if it's the first time, but pretty much every time. You also have poppers. Okay, I don't know if that's illegal in many countries. I have no idea. Like, honestly, I feel they tried to make it illegal in England for, like, 5 days, but then the gays were just like, no, bitch. And I think they came back. Like, you could buy them at, like, the corner store. Like, the corner stores. You just, like, go in, get your, like, bread, milk. You could get a samosa also. And then just some poppers. It was kind of iconic, really. But that might help. Relax a bit your bodies. Relax a bit your booties. And, yeah, you can also, of course, start the warm. Like, there, it's a process, you know? It really is a process. And you should just, like, take your time, warm up the bodies, warm up the whole body, relax your bodies, relax your brain, relax your nerves, honey, for your nerve. Just relax it, like, it will make everything a lot easier. And when it comes to the actual penetration, when we enter the penetration, slow and steady wins the race, honey. I don't know, like, the tortoise and the hare. Oh God, trauma, don't bring that back to me. Yeah, anyway, that race. With the slow one and the fast one. The slow one wins, honey. That's, I don't really live by that sentiment in my whole life. But in this sentiment, especially if it's like your first experience with anal sex, slow and steady definitely is going to help you out. Don't be trying to recreate any sort of situations or scenarios you've seen on the interwebs, watching all sorts of porns, watching all sorts of porno movies, watching the porn moonties. Don't. And if your partner is looking for that, no, then you just have to be like, whoa. Unless you're ready and experienced with that, or you would like to experience some quite horrible side effects, then, oh, do I have a delivery? Oh my God. Is it now? Is it me? Come on, sweetie. Is it me? It wasn't for me. I love this kind of change. I mean, first of all, I'm not going to get into the weather, but beating me, it's gone literally from like minus 18 to like 10 degrees. But I love this moment we're at right now because it's like perfect time for like a really chilled glass of Chardonnay, which is what I'm drinking. I have no idea where I was. Like, I have no idea. Oh, yes. If you're trying to recreate porn, don't even think about it. You know, if you are the person inserting something into something, I think you just really need to be aware of like that it's like, it can be very painful. And if you're not gentle, you can damage a whole lot of people. Like, really, a whole lot of people. You can damage a whole lot inside the booty hole. Absolutely. So the key is just like really communication with your partner, slow and steady, and just let them know what you need. And as in equal measure, you can let them know when it's too much or to slow down or to take it out. Absolute. But in equal measure, also let your partner know when things are going good, when it feels good, when that position works for you or whatever. Communication is key and it's gorgeous and it really will. Oh, communication really is key and it is really gorgeous and it really will make for a gorgeous experience, much more than one that is just completely out of sync. And I have had out of sync experiences. And let me tell you, sist. That's it. Sist. That really was it. It was the cyst for me. And that just wasn't... That wasn't really the moment for me. Of course, as I said, we can speak a little bit about toys. And I think, you know, you can warm up with toys. Like, do a little... You can get toys in different sizes, honey. You can start off small. All sorts of beads. All sorts of bonds and whatever you need. Just to, like, slowly insert them into your bodies. And kind of work your way up if that's for you. Or also, if you're alone and just want to explore your booty hole by yourself, would definitely recommend starting with some toys. More so than inserting any sort of household object or perishable fruit or vegetable or dried sausage of some sort. Maybe that sounds absolutely wild, but honestly, it's not that wild. It's quite common. So I would just say for your own health, make sure you do that and make sure you clean them. Make sure you like take care of them and store them well and make sure that they're cleaned. I would clean before use and after use and just store them in a place where, just put them somewhere where they're just gonna like, they're not gonna get like attacked by lots of bacteria. I mean, they will, but just wash them. Wash them. The same way you would wash your insides, wash your outsides. So there's toys. And then, you know, maybe if you've had your experience with some sort of penile, phallic, or some sort of plug, maybe you want with your partner to explore fisting. Now, but have I had my experience with fisting? Yes, I have. Did I love my experience of fisting? No. But I am in no way shaming fisting, honey. If you love the fisting, do the fisting, girl. Take it all. She got fists, honey. She got fists. Absolute. But there is also something very, like, I feel with fisting, it's very, 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 very. Paco is scratching at the door. It's very, 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 very important that hygiene is taken care of. I would, like, recommend that you're always using some sort of glove, first of all, that the booty hole is really warmed and ready to take a fist, but a glove, and make sure it's clean, because too often I do see people fisting without gloves and, like, without washing their hands before, and I'm just like, sis, let me tell you something. Look how much bacteria and dirt and germs is on our hands, under our nails. Also, if you have long nails, like fisting, like you're really running a very thin line there. First of all, the bacteria, the cross-contamination from your hand to the insides of somebody, because you're not just going just a little bit into somebody, you're going like quite deep into somebody, and the linings of the booty hole and inside and all sorts of rectums or whatever, that's thin, honey, and that's like, you're inside somebody, so the bacteria that can go from your hand into their stomachs and all sorts of, they can get very sick, very, very sick. So glove up, honey, use the glove. I mean, it's crazy, sometimes I'm at like a sex party or an orgy or whatever, and I just see people just like being fisted, like with people with all sorts of length of nails, like no washing of hands before, lots of different fists going in and out. And I appreciate almost the anarchy of the whole situation, but it's really, really, really risky. And like, you can get a lot of infections, and they can cut your insides with the nail, they can cut your insides with a whole lot of things. And believe me, the last thing you need is a cut on the inner linings of your booty hole with the dirt from somebody's nails going into your body, giving you all those bacteria. Oh God, no. Really, 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 really. I have heard so many stories that are just really sad. And I have one that a very close friend told me that as a result of fisting and other bodily complications have, let's say, essentially died. And that was a very moment for me where I was like, okay, well, we just really need to be careful with the fisting, you know? I don't think it should ever be something literally just thrown around. Of course, I'm completely sex positive, so I'm not shaming you. I just think that really safe practice, really, it's really important, because you can get really, really sick, or you can get really, really damaged on the inside, for lack of a better word. And that's really safe practice in fisting, especially safe practice across the board. You know, it really is the safe practice for me across the board. And I really recommend that to you. And as I said, I'm not a doctor, okay? So you can always look up these things. You can look up these things, pan the internet, absolute. Like, you can Google that shit and you can find so much there. There's so many brilliant websites. Don't be ashamed. Knowledge is power, and power is gorgeous. I don't know if that was really the sentiment that I meant to put out, but anyway, power to ya, okay? Power to the girls. Power to my anal girls. Yeah, look it up. You know, take everything I'm saying with a pinch of salt. I'm going a bit on my own experiences. Well, actually, I'm going just by my own experiences and the knowledge that I have looked up. Pan the internet. Really, really. Safe practice. Safe practice is, it's a moment. Like, honestly, the girls will get you for a moment. Oh, this Chardonnay is very citrusy. I'm loving it. I'm also wearing, like, a very interesting outfit. Like, I kind of tried to dress up for the occasion and, like, dress a bit like a 1980s, like, white woman sex therapist in LA. I've got a little, like, neckerchief on. Not that anyone ever cared, but I do. And a little small gold hoop, just to, like, make it feel a little bit LA. Maybe a little bit Miami. Who knows? Who knows, girls? So I think I just spoke a whole lot about safe practice, but, like, that's also, it's key. It really is the key. It's the key to the booty hole. If you want to unlock the booty hole, safe practice, honey. Know what you're doing. Think about what you're doing and do the whole bit. Now, what can we do, like, post-care? Post-insertion of something into your booty hole. Post-insertion, I would say, you may feel like you need to go to the toilet, and I would recommend going to the toilet. Probably you do. If you, you know, similarly that Evolva can queef, you can also get like a, let's call it a booty queef or like a beef. Oh no, girl, not the beef. God. We're going to call it a booty queef, whatever you want to call it. Maybe you want to call it farting, but it's not farting, I don't think, because no, that's different. Like, well, I don't know. Don't come for me. I just don't want to feel like, after all that gorgeous booty sex, no one wants to be like, I'm just farting. Anyway, you might want to feel like you need to go to the toilet. I would kind of recommend that. And just kind of let whatever needs to come out, come out. That's absolutely gorgeous. I would recommend to take a shower. Because probably with all the amount of lube that you've just used, which is absolutely gorgeous, you're going to have quite a lubey booty. It really was the lubey booty for you. And I would recommend just washing it off. Just to make yourself feel a little bit like clean again. And just to make sure that there's any matters that may have been left behind, just like to clean them out, you know, because that can also lead to irritation and you really don't want that. Absolutely not. Even if it's 4 in the morning. Okay, well, let's not lie. Like, honestly, I've done that, like 4 in the morning, then just, or like you wake up in the middle of the night and you're just like, oh, back to sleep. So, yeah, but in the most ideal sense, go to take a shower. This is also something very important is that your booty hole, the skin on the booty hole, like the actual skin is like, the skin on your lips, I think. She's very thin. She's very sensitive. She's very fragile. She can break. She can pop. She can rip. And it's really important that she can get very dry. And it's very important that you keep her moisturized. Not like dripping wet, like dripping down my neck, soaking wet. No, not quite Nicole Scherzinger levels of wet. But you really should take care of it. Because some people do have dry booty holes. And if you do have a dry booty hole and then you try to have anal sex, you are at a greater risk of getting a hemorrhoid, a fissure, a fistula, or a cyst. Cyst is German for cyst. In case you didn't know, there's some like language skills from Luke. Language by Luke. That's gorgeous. Should I start a language course? No. What my language would be like talking like Luke. And honestly, nobody needs to talk like this. This is just exhausting. But yeah, really like take care of the skin around your booty. Some people might want to remove hair, some people not. That is absolutely up to you. Make your choice on the hair on your baddies based on your desire for the hair on your baddies. That's up to you to decide what you want on your baddie, not what someone else tells you to put on your baddie, okay? Hair, no hair, love it. Couldn't hair it. Whatever you want to do. Shave it, grow it, braid it, wax it. That's your body, so that's your hair. Do what you want, do as you please. And don't do just because somebody told you to. Absolutely not. But if you do remove the hair, remember like how thin I said that skin is, and like if you're using a razor, if you're using like Veet or hair removal cream or a wax, like just remember how sensitive that skin really is and just make sure you're treating it well and treating it healthy. You know, some people in these streets with chapped lips, honey. People got chapped lips. So imagine that the skin on your booty is the same as your lips. Nobody wants a chapped ass, honey. Nobody wants a chapped ass, honey. Because that's just going to give you delays. That's going to give you pain. That's going to give you uncomfort. And let me tell you, I have had a fissure. She was the most painful thing I've ever experienced in my booty. No, maybe the second. But it was hell, okay? And it was like 4 days of hell. And I would not wish that upon anybody, any booty. No, no, no. So take care of the skin, okay? Really, 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 really take care of the skin. Most importantly is that anal sex, it's gorgeous if you want it. If you want it, don't be put off by any sort of stigma or the fear of people judging you for it. Because they're just trash. And equal measure, don't judge anybody for anal sex, for whatever their experience may be, or don't judge anyone if they don't want anal sex. Like, you know, it should be, it's sex is for everybody or not. Like, it's up to you to decide what you want to do with it and what you don't want to do with it. But don't be put off by the stigmas that exist around anal sex and poo and all sorts of bonds that people be putting out in these streets. No, if it feels for you, feel for you and own that fantasy. Be the fantasy. You are the fantasy. Absolutely. I think we have to just be inclusive at all costs. Anal sex is inclusive at all costs. But take care. As I said, if you're communicating with a partner or also communicate with yourself, it is if it's you inserting objects into your bed, is communicate with yourself and just don't feel like you have any pressure to do something, but rather as you feel best. Because that's what the point is. Like, feel your best and you deserve that. Absolutely. Paco is scratching at the door again. He's stopped now, thank God. Anal sex is for everybody, if you so want it. This has been the first episode of Slut Talks, talking about booty holes. And it's a giant topic, and it's a giant booty hole. It's a big topic, and I cannot speak about, of course, the whole thing in, like, I tried to keep these down to, like, around 30 minutes max, so There will be part that there's going to be more episodes of Slut Talks, of course, talking about different things, and maybe Booty Holes part two might come back. Who knows? Yeah. And just let's remove the stigma of booty holes, safe practice, communication, lubrication, and enjoy yourself. Enjoy your booty hole and all that it has to offer, because it's what? Stunning. Okay. It's fucking stunning. And with that, after all is said and done, bitch, be sure to come back next week and Kiki again with me, the Kiki Queen. In the meantime, you can always get at me on Instagram at Luke Fierce, where my legs and DMs and booty holes are open for all of you. Mwah. Pat, to do my head in.
She's run out of power, bro. I got nothing left for you. Expensive cunt only.